same thing. You know, you've gotten a lot from Blake Martinez, and sure, I feel like I've asked you about him every other week when you've been in here, but what more can he give you now? Because he's given you a lot.
Boy, he just needs to find a way to consistently keep doing the things that he's done to start this year. I've never really gone in there and said, this is a standard. We need these things out of you. He's gone, and with, like I said, with his play style and the way he attacks the game, he's made a lot of plays. Obviously, he needs to missed tackles have been an issue a little bit here, and we've been working on that and doing better to correct that fundamentally. But I think he just continues to keep pushing ahead with his play style, keep attacking, make every play he can. When he's in position to make him, he's got to make him. He's had a couple, I think, that he let slip away. And just keep growing, keep leading, and being there for the defense. And that's really all I expect out of him.
Take a step before you have the leading game the other day.
Yeah, I think I liked what Jake's been doing. I think he's done a lot of really good things. We're hoping. I mean, he's gone through the illness this week too, but we're hoping he can get back on the field and keep up what he's been doing. Done a great job for what we've asked him to do, and I look forward to him to keep growing too as the season moves on and we finish up here.
Jake or Blake or Joe, what is the growth process like for those players in terms of when they're asked to come and pressure and rush the quarterback?
You know, it's just overall, some games we've early in the season we brought a lot more pressure than others. So it's really just getting a feel for the game. Every so often, like last week, not too many blitz opportunities. When we get them, though, I guess what I'm saying, we got to capitalize. We got to win our one-on-ones, especially when we can get on a back in good matchups. Sometimes in our five-man rush stuff, we're on an O-lineman, and we just need to compete and keep fighting in those situations. You're not always going to win that one. But whenever we're called upon, we can really get into our blitz patterns. We can get on backs. Like Joe did last week, he had one opportunity on a back. He's always done a good job in those one-on-ones, usually with his bull rush and things. So we just need to capitalize on those opportunities with good matchups.
Scott, regarding Blake and his aggressiveness on the field, I'm assuming you don't want to take that away. But, for instance, that play when Jameis Winston rolled out, and then I think Blake came off the tight end a little bit. Can you blame him for that? Or, you know, how do you
situationally, he's got to be smart and understand, what's going on. That one, you got to hold back in coverage in certain situations when the quarterback still has an opportunity to throw the ball. But I think that just goes along with really my message to him, even with some of the tackle opportunities he's missed. I want him to stay aggressive as heck. I want him to keep pushing the envelope, keep attacking, and keep getting after it and really pressuring the offense, because I think that's where he's at his best. When he's playing downhill, he's playing forward, and he's being aggressive. That being said, there's a lot of situations coverage-wise where you need to understand the situation and what's going on and be a smart football player.
Joe,